Freshman Republican U.S. Congressman Chuck Edwards is midway through a tour of the 15 counties that make up North Carolina's 11th district. BPR met up with Edwards in Selva at Southwestern Community College on Wednesday. Edwards took office in the midst of a historic five-day battle for Speaker of the House of Representatives. Congressman Kevin McCarthy was ultimately elected after 15 votes, more than any speaker in the last 160 years. Edwards disagrees with any characterization of the 15 votes as chaos.
My interpretation of what was taking place is that we had democracy at work, where, yes, we had some differing opinions, but we were having productive debate. Sometimes it was lively, but it was productive debate.
He says the changes to the House rules that were put into place will benefit the region.
We ended up in a far better place, a place where rank-and-file members like me have a far better chance of representing the people back here at home because we effectively changed the rules and decentralized the power in Washington, D.C.
The House rules, including the ability for one representative to call a vote to remove the House Speaker, will be put to the test very soon as Congress heads into negotiations about the federal budget and debt ceiling. On Thursday, the Treasury Department announced that it has started taking extraordinary measures as the U.S. government meets its current $31 trillion debt ceiling. Republican representatives plan to leverage the debt ceiling issue to advance other legislation. The White House said the debt ceiling must be raised without conditions. Edwards favors cutting what he calls inefficient government spending.
I've said all along that I believe we need to eliminate the Department of Education. It's just a bureaucracy that imposes requirements on the states that simply should not be there. That's the low-hanging fruit. That's where I would start.
Spending is one of Edwards' top priorities in office, and one he will focus on in his new committee assignment.
I'm excited. I learned just yesterday that I've been appointed to the House Budget Committee, one that I think I'm particularly built for that fits my skill set as a businessman.
Edwards runs six McDonald's restaurants, including his first based in Hendersonville. Edwards served three terms as state senator for District 48, which includes Henderson County. He says Western North Carolinians are concerned about inflation and the economy.
That starts with the budget and the money supply from the federal government in dumping trillions and trillions of dollars on an economy that was already operating well under the Trump administration. And so we've got to stop that spending first.
Pinning the current economic situation on President Joe Biden was a consistent Republican talking point during the midterm election. Earlier this month, the World Bank announced that it has downgraded its forecasts for growth across the globe. In addition to dealing with federal policy issues, Edwards said that he is committed to constituent services in Western North Carolina. He shared during this exclusive interview that he will be opening a field office in Franklin at the Macon County Courthouse to be staffed by newly appointed Western Regional Representative Brittany Lofthouse. Earlier this month, Edwards put out a call for unfinished business with former Congressman Madison Cawthorn's office. In a statement, Edwards explained that his office did not receive any information from the outgoing congressman. He says that constituents are already reaching out.
We've heard from folks almost every single day, situations where we know that we can help out.
To cap his listening tour, Edwards will host an open house at his Henderson County office on Monday, January 30th. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.